الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذي نصطفى أما بعد الحمد لله we find ourselves in the first night of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Taraweeh prayer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the month a source of rahma, maghfira, itq min al-nar for us all, that we receive Allah's mercy, we are forgiven by Him, and we are freed from the fire of Jahannam. We heard tonight the first juz and part of the second, and in the Isha prayer, the Imam recited Suratul Qadr in the second rakat. Now, in Suratul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a major event, and that is the revelation of the Quran. And in Suratul Baqarah, amongst much else, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions an objection of the angels. And that objection is relating to when Allah expressed the intention to create Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And there's a connection between the theme of Suratul Qadr and this objection. In fact, the answer is in Suratul Qadr. How? وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةِ قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. When Allah said to the angels that I'm going to create a Khalifa, a vicegerent on the earth who will uphold my cause, they objected by saying, by asking Allah why He would create one who would cause corruption and spill blood. Now how would they know this? The Mufassirin say that they had seen the physical form of Adam when Allah gave him his shape out of the earth, and they recognized from the shape and the form of his physique his traits and characteristics, and they determined that such a creature would have the ability to cause corruption and to spill blood. So they objected and they gave a reason why this might not happen. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. O Allah, we do your tasbih and taqdis, and we express your hamd, we express your purity, and we hymn your glory all the time. And Allah answered, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know what you do not know. Now how is this connected? How is this connected to Laylatul Qadr? Well, what happens is every year on the night of Qadr, the night when Allah revealed the Quran, the angels descend. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. All the angels descend, and الروح الأمين, Jibreel عليه السلام, descends. And what do they do in Laylatul Qadr? They seek out all of those believers who are engaged in ibadah, in dhikr, in qiyam, in tilawa, and they do musafaha. They put their palms into yours. And the effect of this is that the heart melts and softens, and a person finds that their eyes flow freely. And the impact of coming into contact with Jibreel is very significant. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is symbolic of life, and anything he touches comes alive. And there are many examples of this. In fact, he blows towards Maryam alayhi salam, and she gives birth to Isa alayhi salam. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam touches anything, it comes on, becomes alive. He takes up a handful of earth. أَخْلُقُ لَكُم مِّنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ. He would take up a handful of clay, blow into it, and it will fly off into the air. bi'idhnillah, with Allah's hukam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam embraced Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam firmly 3 times in the ghar of Hira, on the Jabal of Nur, on the occasion of the first revelation. The Mufassirin say this was to transmit the spirituality of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam into the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And so, my friends, for Jibreel to shake our hand is a big deal. Now, how does this all come together? When the angels objected, Allah said, I know what you do not know. The ulama write that when Laylatul Qadr comes and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stays up and worships Allah and the angels come down to see, there is the answer to their objection. It's as though they asked that question thousands of years ago, why Allah is creating Adam? Why, oh Allah, why are you creating Adam? And the answer is being given now. This is why I created them. Despite their personal needs, despite their frailty, their vulnerability, their desires, despite their attraction towards sin, their being attracted towards sins, their human vulnerabilities, despite their problems and pressures, their work and their families, despite everything, despite the opportunity to go to sleep or to go out into the night, they stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like angels. They do what angels find amazing. And let me tell you, the salah and the qiyam of the mu'min is superior to that of the angels in many ways. Because the angels have no desires to, they don't have any lust or hunger. And they can't recite the Qur'an unless Allah gives them the ability. They can't memorize the Qur'an. They can only do the tasbih and tahmid which Allah has taught them. But al-insan, allamahu al-Qur'an, khalaqa al-insan, al-Rahmanu, allama al-Qur'ana, khalaqa al-insan. The human being can learn the Qur'an and recite it. So this is unique for the human being. And so I mention this tonight because this is the first night of Ramadan. We have the whole month ahead of us. And you know, there are two opinions relating to Laylatul Qadr. One opinion is that it's on a fixed date, whether that's on the 27th or 29th or 25th or 23rd or 21st or some other date. And the second opinion is that it's actually in movement. It's not on a fixed date. Some years it's on one night and some on another night. It could be tonight and it could be tomorrow. So we want to treat every night as though it is Laylatul Qadr. We want to treat every opportunity. And mashallah, to see all of you here tonight, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and accept and grant everybody tawfiq to take this month fully, to benefit from every moment. A few quick resolutions then. Amongst them is that we treat each night, as I said, as though it were Laylatul Qadr. It shouldn't be the case that just because it's the beginning of Ramadan, initially we show a lot of energy. That energy should actually increase, that mujahada and exertion and effort should go greater, become greater as we approach the middle days of Ramadan and then the latter days, the last 10 days. Indeed, one should plan one's holidays so that one can do i'tikaf in the masjid if possible. A few resolutions. Number one, that we don't miss any single salah. Yes? And if possible, we perform it with jama'ah. And if possible, in a masjid. And if possible, with the first takbir. Number two, a second resolution is, of course, that we try to keep every single fast unless we have a valid reason, inshallah. Number three, that we try to avoid all sins, major and minor. Number four, that we spend our nights listening to the Quran and our days reciting it. In fact, the recitation goes into the night as well. The night is still young. We've got till 4 a.m. So rather than spending it on other activities, just rest so we up and fresh or engage in ibadah. When we get up for our suhoor, it's an excellent opportunity, the nights are longer now, to do some extra rakats of nafal prayer, tahajjud prayer. And so to recite as much Quran as possible, and the fifth one, to fully participate in the tarawih, so that when we have the khatam, night of the khatam, we have listened to the full Quran. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. Had we revealed this Quran on a mountain, you would see it broken up, torn apart from the fear of Allah. There's nothing more powerful to soften our hearts. And so we want to take this opportunity, this environment, we want to take it in and full benefit from it fully. And finally, let me say, as I've been saying over the last few days, we should never ever see Ramadan as a burden. We should see it as a blessing. In fact, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The beginning of the ayah, Allah Ta'ala mentions that Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed, and then فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصوم. So, if you are present in this month, fast, because the Quran was revealed in it. It was revealed in one night, but the fasting is for the whole month, and the ayah finishes وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So we're meant to fast, to show shukr for the Qur'an, and then we're meant to give the sadaqatul fitr and takbir to show shukr of Allah on Eid. So we're meant to thank Allah for the Qur'an by fasting and doing ibadah in Ramadan, and then thank Allah again on Eid because He gave us Ramadan and the tawfiq to do ibadah. How is it a burden? And of course it has all its physical benefits as well. It makes us healthier, and the energy boost you get in Ramadan is because of your rearrangement of your eating habits. It's physical energy as well as spiritual energy. So let us seize every moment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. And let us not lose any opportunity to make dua for everybody. Our brothers and sisters in Turkey, in Syria, in Palestine, those who are still affected by the floods in Pakistan, and in all parts of the world. Places that we know about, places that we don't know about, people who are suffering, sleeping rough, here and abroad, people who have personal problems, family problems, health issues, financial problems. The list goes on and on. Every human being carries their burdens with them. We shouldn't be making dua for the whole of humanity, that Allah protects us from fitna. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَنَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد مبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه ما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كل عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه ما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.